Pulling a Handle by Kevin. Creating a well-crafted handle for your wheel-thrown ceramic pieces is essential for both functionality and aesthetics. Whether you're making a mug, teapot, or pitcher, knowing how to pull a handle is a valuable skill that can elevate the quality of your work. In this article, we'll walk you through the process of pulling a handle for your wheel-thrown pottery and provide tips to ensure your handle is both comfortable and durable. By mastering the technique of pulling a handle, you can give your ceramic pieces a professional and personalized finish. Why pulled handles are important in wheel-thrown ceramics. Pulled handles are popular in ceramics because they offer a more natural, fluid shape that complements the curves of a wheel-thrown pot. They are generally stronger than handles made from rolled coils and are more comfortable to grip. Additionally, pulling a handle directly from the clay ensures that the handle is perfectly integrated with the rest of the piece, resulting in a more cohesive and functional design. Tools and materials needed for pulling a ceramic handle. Before you begin pulling your handle, gather the necessary materials. Clay. The same clay used to create your wheel thrown piece. Bucket of water. To keep the clay moist and workable. Sponge. For smoothing and refining the handle. Scoring tool or needle tool. To score the attachment points. Slip. A mixture of clay and water used as an adhesive when attaching the handle. Pottery wheel. To create your initial thrown piece, for example, mug or pitcher. Step-by-step guide. How to pull a handle for wheel-thrown pottery. Step 1. Create your wheel-thrown pot. Before pulling the handle, start by making your wheel-thrown piece, such as a mug or pitcher. Once the piece is thrown and reaches the leather-hard stage, firm but still moist, you're ready to begin pulling the handle. Tip. The leather-hard stage is the best time to attach the handle, as the pot is sturdy enough to support the handle without warping. Step 2. Prepare the clay for the handle. Take a small ball of clay about the size of a golf ball and shape it into a short, thick coil. This will be the starting point for pulling your handle. Tip: make sure the clay is soft and moist so it stretches easily when you begin pulling. Step 3. Attach the clay to the pot. Score the area on the wheel thrown piece where the handle will be attached. This is typically near the top rim of a mug or pitcher. Apply a bit of slip to the scored area, then press one end of the clay coil onto the pot. Tip: press the coil firmly onto the pot to ensure a secure bond, and smooth out the connection point using your fingers or a small tool. Step 4. Wet your hands and start pulling. Dip your hands in the bucket of water to keep them wet. Gently pull the clay coil downward, applying light pressure between your thumb and fingers. This process stretches the clay, gradually forming the shape of the handle. Tip: be careful not to pull too quickly or apply too much pressure, as this can cause the handle to become uneven or break. Step 5. Shape the handle. Continue pulling the handle until it reaches your desired length and thickness. As you pull, you can shape the handle by curving it slightly to follow the natural curve of your pot. Aim for a smooth, even taper that is thicker at the top where it attaches to the pot and thinner at the bottom. Tip: test the size and shape of the handle by holding it as if you were using the finished piece. This ensures the handle is comfortable and functional. Step 6. Let the handle set. Once you've finished pulling and shaping the handle, let it set for a few minutes to firm up. This will make it easier to attach the bottom of the handle without distorting the shape. Pro tip: place a damp sponge or cloth under the handle to support it while it sets. This prevents it from sagging or flattening during the drying process. Step 7. Attach the bottom of the handle. Once the handle has firmed up, score the area on the pot where the bottom of the handle will attach. Apply slip to the scored area, then gently press the bottom of the handle onto the pot. Tip: blend the attachment points where the handle meets the pot to ensure a smooth, seamless transition. Use your fingers or a small tool to smooth out any rough edges. Step 8. Refine the handle. Use a sponge to smooth and refine the surface of the handle. Pay close attention to any rough spots or uneven areas, ensuring that the handle is comfortable to grip and free of imperfections. Firing and glazing your wheel, thrown pottery with a pulled handle. Once the handle is securely attached and the pot is completely dry, it's time for the bisque firing. After the bisque firing, you can apply glaze to both the pot and the handle before the final glaze firing. Tip: when glazing the handle, ensure an even application for a smooth, consistent finish. Pay extra attention to the areas where the handle meets the pot to avoid gaps or drips. Tips for successful handle pulling: maintain even pressure. When pulling the handle, apply even pressure to avoid uneven thickness or weak spots. Keep the handle moist. Wet your hands frequently to prevent the handle from drying out and cracking during the pulling process. Test for comfort. Make sure the handle is comfortable to hold by testing it during the shaping process. The handle should feel sturdy and well-balanced. Don't rush the process. Take your time when pulling and shaping the handle to avoid mistakes and ensure a smooth, polished finish. Common mistakes to avoid when pulling handles: overthinning the handle. If the handle is too thin, it may be weak and prone to breaking. Make sure the handle tapers smoothly and retains enough thickness for strength. Not allowing the handle to set. If you attach the handle before it has set properly, it may lose its shape or become distorted. Let the handle firm up slightly before attaching it to the pot. Improper scoring and slipping. Always score and apply slip to the attachment points. Failing to do so can result in the handle detaching during the firing process. Conclusion: mastering the art of pulling a handle for wheel-thrown pottery. Learning how to pull a handle for your wheel-thrown ceramics can significantly improve the overall quality and functionality of your pottery. By following this step-by-step guide, you'll be able to create strong, comfortable, and beautifully integrated handles for your mugs, pitchers, or teapots. With practice, pulling handles will become an intuitive and rewarding part of your ceramic process, giving each piece a personal and professional finish.